This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. I'm like a little irrationally angry about something during the break. I was looking at the Astros schedule to see how many games they have left in spring training. They've got three today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and then they're back home here to Houston. They play Sugarland Monday and Tuesday at Daikin Park this week, and then opening day is Thursday. Why is Jose Altuve not playing yesterday? Like, he stinks at left field right now. He needs so many reps right now out in left field, a position which, by the way, he can go a whole game without a ball getting hit to him. We saw that happen when our last day there, he played six innings out there. There was nothing hit remotely close to him. He needs to get reps in games against other teams, and he's not playing yesterday. Seth, I don't care if it's three innings and he doesn't try at the plate. He needs to play defense right now in these games if he, as Joe Espada points out, if he's going to be the regular left fielder for this team.
Right.
Should I be angry about this?
No, I don't think he should be angry because he's 35 years old also, and there's only so much you can accomplish in one given game. They got to try to manage the workload, but also the experience. And I don't think the tipping point for when all of a sudden everything clicks for him as a fielder is going to be the one spring training game. I don't mean to diminish the importance of practice and reps and everything, but for a 35-year-old, you got to balance that all out. I'd rather have him get a lot of practice making bad plays in left field for an extended period of time instead of doing it all right now and then getting injured in the third game of the year.
I just think he needs to play, man. I don't know.
No, 100%. Sean, he's 35 years old.
He's
you can't treat him like he's a 21-year-old. Like, no, get out there and get – I want 3 hours every single day. Like, again, one of the issues with making a 35-year-old a left fielder for the first time in his career. Biggio had already played 120 games in the outfield by the time he made the switch.
Yeah.
So it's not like this is not an apples to apples thing.
I got you.
Altuve, it's just brand new, but he's 35 years old. And yeah, there's going to be some hiccups, but you still also got to manage him physically like he's a 35-year-old.
So the Rockets clinch a playoff spot in the game against Orlando on Wednesday night. They win that game. They're going to be a playoff team. Now, where they'll be seated, still TBD. They've still got about a dozen or so games left in the regular season. My hope from about December on has been get home court advantage for the first round, win a playoff series, and then go to war in the second round. And if you lose, you lose, but look good doing it. That's my ceiling hope for this team. I don't think they're winning a title this year, but man, am I excited about the direction they're going. I think we all are right now. Just to give you an idea of how long it's been since this team played normal playoff basketball. I'm not counting the COVID year where the season shut down for 3 months and then everybody goes down to Orlando and plays in a bubble where you can't let anybody in and you're staying in hotels and things like that. Basketball, like that we were able to experience like normal playoff basketball. The last time they played that, Seth, April and May playoff basketball was in 2019. That was the year the season ended. I mean, this feels like eons ago when you plunk a pandemic down in between this rebuild and that team.
Yeah.
This is how long ago it was. That was the series they lost to the Golden State Warriors with Kevin Durant tearing his Achilles during that series. Remember, Kevin Durant tears his Achilles, I think, in game 4 of that series. And it felt like, wow, okay, all of a sudden the door is open here, perhaps, for the Rockets.
Yeah, that does seem like forever ago.
Yeah.
Maybe because there's so much player movement of huge names now in the NBA that each year or two, it feels like a separate era entirely. I mean, the Kevin Durant alone, that saga that he's been on since since all of that began, the James Harden journey and saga, and all the teams he's been on.
That's a great one. Harden's an even better one. Harden is on his third team since then: Brooklyn, Philly, L.A. Durant is on his second team since then:
yeah.
Brooklyn and Phoenix. Just to give you a flavor for how long ago it was, let's play these cuts from Tillman Fertitta. After the Rockets went on, Kevin Durant gets knocked out with an Achilles tear, and the Rockets go on to lose that series in six at home in a game where Steph Curry scores 33 points in the second half, and they get blown out by 10 in the fourth quarter. Here was Tillman Fertitta. Remember this one, Seth, saying, "We should have stepped on their throats and cut their throats."
Well, you know, I'm a fighter, and that's my culture. And I think the longer that I own this team, they're going to pick up more of my culture is that we had them. We should have stepped on their throat the other night and cut their throat, okay? It's not let's make a few shots and win. It's step on their throat and let's take it back to Houston and end it in six. And we'll pick up a few Tillmanisms along the way in the next few years.
Tillmanisms.
Cut their throat.
Yep. Step on it.
Why is it funny? Because obviously, cut their throat and step on their throat. It feels like one, if you were to say it today, he might get fined for that. Cut your throat. And yet stepping on the throat is almost like, oh yeah, that's cool. We know it's just a metaphor.
Yeah.
But cut your throat, no. That takes it too far.
Step on your throat feels like you're just kind of holding him there for a little bit, whereas cut your throat, the goal is very clear when you're cutting.
Usually.
Yeah.
Typically. We didn't say nick their throat.
Right,
we're gonna cut it. What are the violent analogies that are still allowed? We're allowed to say we want to kill them.
Yeah.
But weirdly enough, you're still allowed to say I want to kill them.
Rip their heart out.
Yeah, I can rip their heart out. Nobody thinks that you're actually threatening to rip somebody's heart out.
Right.
You're not allowed to do any kind of a finger gun. Nico Collins got fined for that.
No.
Even though he did it in the air as if he was shooting skeet.
Yeah.
Not humans.
Yeah.
Unless it was the upper deck. But it was at home. So, I just need to know where I need to draw this line, apparently, where some metaphors are okay and some are not.
Tillman was on fire. That wasn't even a press conference. That was him in the concourse, like in the hallway outside the locker room with Mark Berman and others right up in his. That's where I got these cuts from Mark Berman's Twitter account from 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Here is Tillman saying it was painful to lose at home.
They came to our home court and they kicked our ass, and that's just the way it is. They outscored us by 10 points in the fourth quarter. They won, they're the champions, and we lost.
Is it any more painful because it's in your backyard?
Hell yeah, it's more painful. You know, this was not fun, and I guarantee you, James and Chris and our team is very upset right now. They kicked our ass in our home court. They beat us by 10 points in the fourth quarter. It's unacceptable.
Turns out.
We just have to be better, and I know that we're going to rise to the occasion, and our time's going to come.
Yeah, well, it turns out, yeah, James and Chris were both upset, as much with each other as they were the actual outcome of that series.
Yeah.
Chris was gone less than 2 months after that.
If you want to talk about separate sagas or eras of the Rockets experience, if you come through with James Harden, I mean, nothing ever blew up, but it was clear that James Harden and Dwight Howard were not best of buds. We could say that. It was one NBA writer had said it really well. I think it was like cordially incordial or something. There was a cordial not necessarily being on the same page between those two. But then with Chris Paul, it was the same way. It was clear that those two guys didn't see eye to eye necessarily in basketball. And then the really weird one was where it seemed like Russell Westbrook, I don't think ever had any personal issues with James Harden, but felt like the culture reportedly of the place wasn't quite right.
Yeah.
And that includes, it's hard not to link James Harden to that culture.
Yeah.
What an odd experience the entire James Harden era was.
We got one more. Speaking of Harden, this was Tillman in that same scrum. I'm so glad the Rockets are where they are right now. And I think Tillman and the Fertittas deserve a lot of credit for where they are right now.
Well, and by the way, I completely exonerate James Harden for any kind of issues with Dwight Howard. That was the least curious of them.
Yeah.
It's not like James Harden was the first guy to not be a Dwight Howard type of guy.
One more from Tillman from back the last time the Rockets played a normal non-COVID playoff game 6 years ago?
I can promise you we're going to win some championships with James Harden, okay? Because we're not going to sit here. We will go to battle every year. We're going to have a strong offseason, and we're going to do whatever we can do to be a better team. Okay, we are not going to sit on our hands. I can promise you that.
He was right about that. They didn't sit on their hands. They traded Chris Paul for Russell Westbrook. Chris Paul and a bunch of draft picks for Russell Westbrook. They were still in all-in mode. Boy, when you hear Tillman from back in May of 2019, the fact that he's been able to, as competitive as he is, that he has been able to stomach the 3 years or 4 years where they had to turn this thing over is pretty commendable when you understand how he's wired. That had to be really difficult.
Yeah, I think it's it probably helped. I think his sons have helped a lot in that regard.
Definitely have.
You know, because they're, I think it's that he trusts his sons to operate a certain way, and that his sons are very much into it in a way that Tillman himself isn't necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
That's helped a lot.
Yep.
It's kind of like the Stephen Jones effect where, I'm not comparing the two guys, the billionaires directly, but sometimes the sons can have a moderating effect, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So anyways, a little trip in the Wayback Machine. It dawned on me yesterday. I'm like, they clinched the playoff spot. We are going to get normal in Toyota Center playoff basketball for the first time in what feels like decades ago in a few weeks. All right, up next, what are we looking forward to this weekend? We got basketball today, college. We got Rockets tonight. Do we think the Texans are going to make any more moves? Astros, obviously, keeping an eye on that. If you're going to be going out and about town, here's some advice coming up in the next segment from someone. I think this is actually really good advice from a female media member to you guys out there. This is good stuff to put into your pocket and take with you as you head into the weekend. We'll have that for you coming up next.